My name is Zechariah Fuamatu. I am 16 years old. Today's date is the 15th of May. I am sticking with Joni Sailua, who is my mom. Do you have any regrets in life?
No, I don't. Everything that's happened to me in my life, I feel, has shaped me into the person or into the woman that I am today.
So if you could do it all over again, you wouldn't do anything different?
Nope.
How has your life been different than you imagined?
Very different. There's a lot of things that you think that and you imagine that you would be when you grow up. But things change and life happens, and you just adjust as you go. And you live and learn. That's how I feel, and I feel everything happens for a reason. So,
when you were little, what did you imagine you would be?
I wanted to be a police officer and like a social worker, or you know, very fancy jobs, big jobs. But as I grew up, I realized that having those big jobs and important jobs in my life, I saw that it took a lot from like having a career in life. Most people have it literally, they put their career first and not the family. And I feel like family to me was more important, so I tried to adjust to that. Yes, having a career and making money is helping your family, but I think time and showing your family love and spending time with them is much more valuable.
Tell me a little about yourself. When and where were you born?
I was born in Hawaii, and I'm a very easygoing person. I think I'm a homebody. I don't really like to do a lot of things. I'm very laid back, and I like to laugh, and I like to think that I'm kind, and I try to my best to be good to everybody.
If you can describe yourself in one word, what would it be?
Oh, that's hard. The only word that comes to me is boring, but but I would say comfortable. I don't know if that's even a description, but only because I feel I can make people comfortable when they're with me.
How has being a parent changed you? What were you most surprised by?
I think I don't think it's changed me a lot, only because I've always been a nurturing person. I don't think a lot surprised me. It's just, I think growing up and raising kids, I now know and realize that when you grow up yourself, and then when your kids grow up and you raise your kids, you grow up with them as well. So you're going through the process again, like being young again, growing with your kids. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I felt like I went through my childhood phase again, seeing the joy and the fun in my kids' eyes when they experience something new again in their eyes.
So, could you explain the difference between your childhood and mine?
Oh, way different. My childhood, I was actually raised in Samoa on an island, and for me it was free. I was free. I would get up in the morning and go and play around on the island, and not all over the island, but within a proximity of my home. I would go play on trees, climb on trees, do anything. I would play in the mud, play in the rain, get scraped, get everything. Versus kids today that grow outside in the mainland, is what we call it. They grow up with the social media and the computers and TVs and, yes, you too, Zechariah. And there's no difference. You and every other kid here is the same thing. You guys don't know what is going outside to play, or what is doing yard work,
or just... Sounds like hard labor.
Whatever. It was fun.
If you could do everything again, would you raise me differently?
Not necessarily. Only because there's a lot of things that I do enjoy and love about Samoa and how I was raised.
No, Mom. If you could do everything again, would you raise me differently?
No, I wouldn't. Only because of how you are now. I wish there was more that I could have given you or offer you. But I like the personality that you are right now. I just wish that you'd do more homework.
So, if you could go back then, when I was younger, what would you offer me different than what I was offered?
Just more things. I wish I was able to save a little bit more money and just... I'm thinking more of, like, you know, stuff that money can buy. But, of course, it's not important. It's just that's something I would hope for.
Can you tell me about where you grew up and what it was like?
Samoa was fun. I was only in Samoa until I was 9, but the memories that I've had out there is, now that I'm older, those are the memories that I remember, the fun times. But elsewhere, it was, you know, although it was fun, but those are the times that I feel like I was free and I didn't have any worries in the world.
So if you could go back, would you stay in Samoa or would you live the life that you lived?
Nah. Being raised up there as a child, I loved it, but I wouldn't want to live there as an adult. Because There's not too much there if you want to be, if you want more for yourself and your children.
Can you tell me about the role religion played in your life when you were growing up?
Very big role. Church was everything when I was growing up. Went to church every Sunday. We had programs for Father's Day, Mother's Day, White Sunday, everything. Church was life. You breathe and smell church every Sunday. In Samoa, there was church in the morning as well as in the afternoon. And everything was tied to God and tied to religion. So that's how I feel that a lot of the people in the Polynesian or Samoan culture, they grew up that way, and so they tie everything to the Lord. And yeah, religion had played a big role in my upbringing.
Can you tell me your thoughts about God?
I love God. Everything I do and everything every step I take, I'm thankful and I'm grateful for what God has brought to me and who God has placed in my life. I feel he's my all-time father, and everything I go to him for in life. And I wish that everyone knew God the way I do.
How do you imagine God?
I imagine him to be a great big entity or spirit that's watching over each and every one of us. He hears all, he sees all, he knows all, and he has everything planned out. So for me, yes, I don't have any worries, only because he already has my plan for my life already in place. So for me to worry or to ask for things that are like outside of my lane, I feel like it's not good, I guess. But I think he's amazing. I think he's awesome. So just pretty much sums it up to, I love God. I think God is awesome.
Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
Not really, only because I'm so old and I don't remember, but I remember in my home in Samoa when we lived in a two-story home, and we had a balcony on the second story, and we got a ladder, like those long firefighter ladders, and we took like a school chair, the plastic ones, and we put the ladder on top of the second story balcony, and then we got the chair and we slid down that ladder. That was fun. Yeah, that's all I remember right now.
Was that your happiest memory from your childhood?
Yes.
You have one of your happy memories from adulthood?
I have a lot. My memories now as an adult are a whole lot different from being a child. I think being younger was just the freedom of it. But as an adult, it's more of the memories that I have with you guys, with your kids, the kids. And there's two. For me, it's too many memories. But all the memories when you guys were kids is the most fun memories. Not particular, but there's too many.
Can you tell me about one of your most difficult memories?
When I left home, I think it was when I left home and decided to be on my own, that was one of the hardest memories. But like I said, things happen for a reason, and life does go on, and I mean the hard memories and things that you go through help mold you and shape you to the person. But that was my hardest memory, and that sucked.
So how did you overcome that situation?
I just lived my life, and it's not like I didn't go back and, you know, talk to my parents and go through that. I had to continue to live my life how I wanted it and prove to myself and my parents that I can be by myself and be independent.
What is one of your greatest accomplishments in life?
That I've actually become more independent, and learned to live my life on my own. Remember how I said I'm a homebody? It was very hard for me to leave home. Very hard. So, being here, being in this time, being in this moment, I feel that my greatest accomplishment was just living life and doing everything on my own is it.
So, what did you, do you wish you never left home?
No. I'm glad I left home, only because it's taught me to see life in a different perspective and open my box up a little bit more. If I was still at home, I don't think I would be living the life, or living any kind of life for that matter. Leaving home was, I think, one of the good decisions that I've made, and I'm very grateful and thankful that although the experiences in life, in my life, that is, happened exactly the way they did.
What do you think you would be doing if you haven't left home?
I would be staying home and watching my sister's kids, podcasts or just watching, taking care of my parents. It's not a bad thing, but I believe that there's a time for everything, and God has his timing.